Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eshet Torah. Our text is Life is Now, creating moments of joy, courage, kindness, and serenity. We're in chapter 22, focusing on what's wrong and what's missing. People who excel at focusing on what's wrong and what's missing in their lives also excel at making their lives totally miserable. Yes, sometimes it's best to focus on what's wrong and to do what we can to fix it. But it would be a big mistake to make finding problems the major theme of your personal life. Professionally, to earn money, you might be able to help people fix what is wrong, and they can attain what's missing. But this should not be your own major focus emotionally if you wish to live a meaningful, spiritual, joyful life. To create more happy and joyful moments in your life, you need to keep your main focus on what you feel good about right now. By focusing on gratitude, you feel great love for our Creator, who's the source of all that you have. By focusing on gratitude to everyone who has helped you until the present moment, you feel greater love and appreciation for all the many people who have benefited you in some way. This one change of focus creates constant happiness for people who have previously created consistent unhappiness for themselves. When you feel happy or joyful, ask yourself, what am I focusing on right now that is giving me these good feelings? The more time you spend focusing on similar patterns, the more time you will spend feeling happy and joyful. When you feel unhappy, ask yourself, what am I focusing on right now that is causing me these distressful feelings? The less time you spend on similar patterns of focus, the more time you will feel happy. Fully understanding that your focus creates your emotional state, for better or for worse, is one of the most important lessons we can learn. Teaching this by example to your children, your students, your friends, and anyone else that you encounter will ensure that you are a consistently positive influence on the lives of others. Knowing that you're an inspiration to other people is a tremendously positive source of spiritually meaningful good feelings. In my Four for Self-Creation workshops, I focus on four key qualities: happiness and joy, courage and confidence, love for Hashem, our Creator, and love for other people, and serenity and peace of mind. There are four major factors that create our lives: our self-talk, our self-image, our goals, our traits, and our states. A participant asked me once, could you give us a one-word summary of the key message? The word would be focus. When you focus, what you focus on creates your present experience of reality. Focus on negative self-talk and you'll feel distress and misery. Focus on happiness and joy in your self-talk and that's how you're going to feel. Focus on having low self-esteem and a negative self-image, and you create limitations and all the drawbacks of a negative sense of self. Focus on building your self-image and how you are created in the image of the Creator and sustainer of the universe, and you build self-respect and a strong awareness of your immense self-worth. Focus on reaching your goals and you will reach them. Focus on the positive traits and states that you want for yourself, like courage and confidence, kindness and compassion, serenity and peace of mind, and you experience these ways of being more and more frequently. After the workshop, one participant said to me, that one word focus really worked for me. All of a sudden, I realized that I didn't need to make my journey of self-development more complicated than necessary. I just have to remember, focus, and then I ask myself, what do I really want to focus on now? I see now how this will really and truly transform my life.